Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. With the government still shut down and no official macro data, the main signal last week came from trade re-escalation. Outside of artificial intelligence, trade policy has been the key driver for U.S. financial markets this year. To seal the most important trade deal since Liberation Day, Presidents Trump and Xi are supposed to meet at the APEC summit in South Korea on October 31st. Yet, the negotiation tension is on the rise, with both parties ascertaining their power positions. President Trump threatened to impose 100% tariffs on Chinese imports starting November 1st. He also announced export controls on critical software. This comes in response to China's restrictions on rare earth elements and its reluctance to purchase U.S. soybeans. The S&P 500 sold off 2.7% on Friday in response. This keeps with the tradition of impactful Friday afternoons. Since Inauguration Day this year, Fridays have on average seen negative returns, with more down days than up for the S&P 500. So how does U.S. and China's negotiation power stack up? China has strong situational leverage. The U.S. strong structural leverage. China can use its rare earth minerals and manufacturing dominance. Rare earth metals play vital roles in tech, energy, and defense, from batteries to permanent magnets. Rare is somewhat of a misnomer. These minerals are not in fact rare. The U.S. has meaningful deposits too. It's rather that China decided to take a dominant position in their supply chains, despite its toxic waste and its high environmental costs. The U.S., on the other hand, has structural leverage with semiconductors and AI chips. China still lacks the semi know-how and access to critical semicap equipment to produce cutting-edge AI chips. For China to catch up, it will take up a buildup of knowledge and capital. For the U.S. to become independent in rare earth elements, it will take capital, time, and political will. It would likely take more than the remainder of this presidency for the U.S. to reestablish its own resilient supply chains. With the positions now hardened on both sides, we expect increased equity market volatility into the end of the month. But ultimately, rare earth minerals against ships could seal a deal. The history of negotiations between Presidents Trump and Xi has been one of transactional diplomacy, where escalation is followed by tactical truces. Turning to transformational innovation. Lots of noise has circulated last week on the circularity of deals along the AI value chain. Last Monday, AMD announced a deal with OpenAI, where AMD supplies 6 gigawatts of GPUs to OpenAI over multiple years, starting in the second half of 2026. As part of the deal, OpenAI was granted the option to buy 10% of AMD. In this twist, NVIDIA will now own a piece of its competitor AMD, while at stake in OpenAI. Strategic investments in customers and vendor financing are nothing new. In fact, they've been around since the 19th century. Neither those nor the bubbling bubble talk historically burst a bubble. When Barron's printed Amazon.bomb on its cover page on May 31st, 1999, along with headlines about an impending stock market plunge, the Nasdaq did not crash. It rallied another 100% before reaching its peak in March the following year. Turning to this week, microdata will stay in focus when the U.S. earnings season kicks off with financials. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo all report on Tuesday, followed by Bank of America and Morgan Stanley on Wednesday, all before the market open. We expect bank earnings to be strong based on a trio of tailwinds: better trading activity, strong capital markets, and deregulation, amid stable net interest margins. And TSMC's earnings report on Thursday will provide another look into the state of AI. After the strong sales report from September, we expect a potential hint at higher CapEx for 2026, an important data point to keep the AI momentum on track. To sum it up, we see this trade policy-driven equity sell-off as a buying opportunity, in particular for our three trios: artificial intelligence, power and resources, and longevity, as well as for U.S. financials. We see positive micro-catalysts next week and a path for a pragmatic compromise between the U.S. and China over the next weeks. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.